Morning. You know, all the people out in the hallway, they can come back in here and join us if they like. But here. Okay. Thank you. Glad you're all here on this lovely morning. If you want to turn with me to the first book of Thessalonians, chapter 5, verse 12, thank you, through 13, or it'll be up on the screen. Okay. Now we ask you, brothers, to respect those who work hard among you, who are over you in the Lord and who admonish you. Hold them in the highest regard, in love, because of their work. Live in peace with each other. There it is. Okay. Let's pray. Father, as we come to study your word today, send your Holy Spirit and reveal your truth to us. Let everyone here know that you've met with them today in some way and touch us. We just come to seek your face. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So we're going to backtrack a moment and take a look at the problems within the Thessalonian church. The church at Thessalonica received opposition from the Jewish community at the time in that city. One part of the Jewish campaign was a personal attack against Paul himself. They charged that Paul had no real love for his converts. They further charged that he never had been motivated out of any genuine concern for his disciples, and that his main motive was of personal gain or profit. There were so many preachers at that time that took advantage of the fluid situation in the early church to personally enrich themselves. The problem that was that some of the people within the Thessalonian church began to believe these charges, and they began to question not only the character of Paul, but also the message of Christ that he had preached to them. In verse 12, Paul addresses the subject of leadership. He says, "Now we ask you, brothers, to respect those who work hard among you and who are over you in the Lord." It is important that we don't overlook the subject of leadership. That sometimes we feel that it is too worldly to place an emphasis on human leaders, but we must realize that having godly human leaders is God's intention for His church to come to maturity in Christ. Paul also says to respect those who work hard among you, to respect someone. That means we must appreciate that person, and the word appreciate means actually to know. The Thessalonians were instructed to know and recognize their leaders, to appreciate them for the ministry that God had given them. In the area of responsibility, where a leader is to toil, is where they who admonish you. Literally, this phrase means to stand before. The leaders in the church are to stand before us. Standing before us, assuming responsibility for our leadership. Admonishing is meant to sound brotherly, not harsh. In other words, it's done out of love and concern. 1 Timothy illustrates this truth. Now, you should all know this. So who can tell me the definition of love? Mike, thank you, Mike. Anyone want to say it with me? Love is selfless and loyal. Love and concern for another. Thank you. Now, Paul calls for three things. First, we are to respect those who work hard among us. Respect has the idea of fully knowing and appreciating their true worth. If you think of a precious stone, this is how Bruce likes to think of Donna. Burma is known to have the best rubies in the world. To determine the value of a ruby, one must know it fully. You must take a look at the color. The most valuable are a deep red. You must know whether it is synthetic or natural. You must know how big it is. You have to know whether there are any flaws or impurities in the stone. Those in church leadership, they're like precious stones. It is only when someone takes the time to look at them closely do they come to appreciate their true worth and value for the church and for the kingdom of God. Proverbs 20 speaks of this in the gray head of righteousness. Secondly, Paul says we are supposed to hold them in the highest regard, to honor that person because of their calling. In the New Testament, church honor is not given to people because of the qualities that they may possess, but only on the basis of the spiritual task to which they are called. Lastly, Paul says we are to do this in love. So what was that definition I asked for earlier? Thanks, Mike. Love is selfless, loyal, benevolent concern for the well-being of another. Okay. So let me close with these two thoughts. It is a superior man who stands erect by bending over the fallen. Only by lifting up others does he rise to. And listen again to what Paul says to the church at Thessalonica, and through them, to us in Christ. Respect those who work hard among you, who are over you in the Lord, and who admonish you. Hold them in the highest regard because of their work. Thank you.